Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of Read2Go, the Daisy reader from Bookshare. And in this particular demonstration, I'm actually not going to demonstrate the Bookshare download interface as such. What I am going to do is take you through some of the features of the Read2Go Daisy app. And by the way, Read2Go is actually R-E-A-D, the number 2, Go, G-O. So R-E-A-D, 2, G-O. So as usual, I've got my iPhone turned on, the voiceover is running, and I'm currently sitting at the screen that's got the Read2Go application on it. So let me touch it on the screen.
Read2Go.
Okay, there's Read2Go. One finger double tap to open, and of course with voiceover.
Read2Go, bookshelf, 13, heading.
Okay, and as you can tell, I've got 13 books currently in my Read2Go application. What I'm going to do now is just do a one finger flick to the right to move item by item through the application to give you some sort of sense on what you have on the screen. I could, of course, drag my finger around the screen, but I thought just as a way of getting used to it, I'm just going to do a one finger flick to the right.
Edit button selected. Title, tab, 1 of 3.
Okay, so that edit button, that was to edit the existing books that I've currently got on my bookshelf. The next couple of items is how you actually want to sort your books on the screen. So you've got title.
Author, tab, 2 of 3.
Author.
Latest, tab, 3 of 3.
Latest. And the latest, of course, it puts the newest book that you've put on there at the top. So I'm actually going to double tap that myself.
Selected, latest. Tab,
okay,
3 of 3.
Now it's selected. And one finger flick to the right again.
Search button.
Now that search button is for books on your bookshelf. So for example, if you had, you know, hundreds of books on your bookshelf, you might want to use that search feature to search for a book on your own bookshelf. So one finger flick to the right again.
Sydney Morning Herald. Tuesday the 8th of November, 2011. First edition. A Vision Australia production. Copyright Fairfax Holdings.
Okay, and that's my first book. And that's actually a Daisy text book as such, as in T-E-X-T, not text book as in the one you study. And basically, Read2Go will do both Daisy text and Daisy audio, so electronic speech or a human being reading a book out to you. So one finger flick to the right again.
Ender's Game, Orson Scott Card.
Okay, Ender's Game. Now that one's actually a Daisy audio book. So if I keep flicking through quickly, and we'll get down to the bottom of the screen.
White Death, selected, the host, Stephanie Meyer.
Now, as you can tell, that one's currently selected. That's the one I've actually been reading. So let's keep flicking to the right.
The Lake of Tears, The Forests of Silence, The Messenger, Dragon's Nest, Half of the Fury, Rogue Squadron, Windows 7, the Time of the Dark, The Ultimate Harry Potter, selected, bookshelf, tab, 1 of 4.
Okay, and then down the bottom of the screen we've got bookshelf, which we're currently on. One finger flick to the right.
Search. Tab, 2 of 4.
Search, and that search item there is actually the search on Bookshare. Okay, so one finger flick to the right again to get to the third item at the bottom.
Settings, tab, 3 of 4.
Settings is to set up the settings for Read2Go that we'll get to in a minute, and one finger flick to the right again.
Help, tab, 4 of 4.
And that's the help, that's actually the manual. Now, if I actually double tap on that one, and then what I'm going to do is just do a two finger swipe to the top to get to read.
Help, heading, software version 1.0.1.1, getting started. Welcome to Read2Go. This guide is a quick primer to get you quickly reading books with Read2Go. General navigation, in-page link, finding books, in-page link, searching Bookshare, in-page link, navigating search results, in-page link, downloading books, in-page link, reading books, in-page link, settings, in-page link, audio settings, in-page link, visual settings, in-page link, account settings, in-page link. What's new in version 1.0.1.0, in-page link, third-party license, in-page link, general navigation, heading level 1, Read2Go supports Apple's voiceover, accessibility features. Primary navigation in Read2Go is done via scrolling and tapping navigation icons displayed on screen and read aloud. For non-sighted users, we suggest voiceover for general navigation audio and Read2Go.
Okay, I'm just going to stop that with a two-finger touch on the screen. And as you can tell, you could use those links at the top to navigate to a certain spot within the actual help. or you can just let it read, or you can, of course, you know, one finger flick down to read item by item, line by line, etc. Okay, now, remember I said you've got those four items down the bottom, and I guess you could almost think it like the dock within the app itself. So if I touch the bottom left-hand side of the screen...
Bookshelf, tab, 1 of 4.
Okay, we've got bookshelf, flick to the right again.
Search, tab, search, 2 of 4.
Flick to the right again.
Settings,
flick to the right again.
Selected, help, tab, 4 of 4.
And selected help. So if I tap on the bookshelf, the left-hand
bookshelf,
side...
Bookshelf, tab, 1 of 4.
Double tap. I'm actually back to the main screen of the application, which contains my current books. So if we come back down to the bottom left-hand side...
Selected, bookshelf, tab,
okay,
1 of 4.
Back on those four items again. So let me go and just flick over to the right to get to the settings.
Search, settings, tab,
okay,
3 of 4.
One finger double tap. Let's touch the top of the screen again.
Settings, heading.
And let's do a flick to the right again, although with this one you can really drag your finger down the left-hand side because all the items are actually there. But let me do a one-finger flick to the right anyway.
Font size, 24 points.
Okay, font size, currently 24 points.
Visual.
Visual settings.
Audio.
Audio settings.
Sign in.
Sign in, which is the sign-in for Bookshare. Flick to the right again.
Bookshelf, tab, 1 of 4.
So as you can tell, we're down the bottom again. Bookshelf, search, settings, and help again. So let me just drag my finger around the screen this time. So back up at the top left.
Settings, heading.
Okay, and straight down.
Font size, 24 points. Visual. Audio. Sign in. Bookshelf, tab, 1 of 4.
Okay, and down to the bottom, of course, to those four items. So let's have a look
settings
at audio.
Audio.
One finger double tap on audio.
Audio settings.
Settings. Back button.
Now, from this time on, what I'm really going to do, because it really does save a little bit of time, I'm not going to drag my finger around the screen. I'm just going to do a one finger flick to the right to go to each item in these screens now. So one finger flick to the right.
Audio settings. Heading. Read to go audio. Switch button on.
Okay, that's read to go audio switched on. And if that's switched on, it'll actually be using the a cappella voices, Heather for female and Ryan for male, to read out Daisy books, which are text based. If I didn't have that turned on, I could actually read the text Daisy books with the voiceover screen reader, of course, which is built into the iOS system, the iPhone, the iPod Touch, and the iPad. So let me do another finger flick to the right.
Voice, Heather US.
Okay, that's Heather US. And of course, if I one finger double tap,
voice. Audio settings, back
okay,
button.
One finger flick to the right.
Voice, heading, Ryan US.
Okay, and if I flick to the right again.
Heather US.
That's selected. Heather, currently selected. Flick back to the left.
Ryan US.
One finger double tap. And
Ryan
I've selected
US.
Ryan.
Selected.
So when I come to demo that, I'll show you what the Ryan voice sounds like and the Heather voice if we've got time. So I'm going to touch the top left-hand side.
Audio settings, back button.
Of course, I could do one finger flick to the left to get back to that button. One finger double tap to go back.
Audio settings,
read to go audio, switch button on.
Okay, so back to there. So one finger flick to the right.
Voice, Ryan US.
So that's now Ryan. One finger flick to the right.
Speed 120%.
Speed 120%, and that's a heading. So if I flick, one finger flick to the right again.
Speed 120%, adjustable.
Okay, speed 120%. Now, remember, this is the speed of both the built-in voice, so Ryan or Heather, and the voice which will speak when you're using a Daisy audiobook, i.e. human being speaking to you. So if I do a one-finger flick up...
140%, 160%, 180%, 200%, 220%, 240%, 220%, 240%, 260%.
Okay, so, and I think if I do one more,
260%.
So let's go down and make it slower.
240%.
Remember, this is not the voice I'm adjusting for voiceover. I'm slowing down the Ryan or Heather voice, or the speed of the voice that's used for reading out a Daisy audiobook. So one finger flick down.
240%, 220%, 200%, 180%, 160%, 140%, 120%, 100%, 80%, 60%, 60%.
So that's it, goes down to 60%. So I'm going to go back to 120, where I had it before. 120%. Okay, one finger flick to the right.
Playback while locked. Switch button on.
Playback while locked. Of course, that basically means when you start a book reading, you can lock your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad screen, and the book will keep reading. It won't stop. So one finger flick to the right again.
Background playback. Switch and button on.
Background playback. So when you exit Read to Go and go back to your home screens, the book will also keep reading. And of course, you then can stop and start the audio playing by doing a double tap on the screen, as you can also do within the app itself. You actually don't have to use the play pause button. You can just do a two-finger double tap to stop and start the audio playing. So when you come out of the app, you can do that same thing. Two-finger double tap to stop and start. So one finger flick to the right again.
Autoplay. Switch and button on.
Autoplay basically means when you hit the read button to read the book, it'll start playing to you. So one finger flick to the right again.
Restore defaults. Button.
And restore defaults. So let's go back to the top left-hand side again.
Settings. Back button.
Back.
Settings. Font size. 24 points.
And the next one we'll do, let's do visuals.
Visual.
And as you can tell, I'm actually going back up the menu, and the last one we'll do, of course, is the font menu. So one finger double tap.
Visual settings.
Settings.
Because keep in mind with this application is that it's for anybody that wants to listen or navigate Daisy Books. Hence why there's actually visual and the font settings in there. And you actually don't have to use it with the voiceover screen, but it actually independently reads the books, of course, and has limited audio, I believe, though I haven't tried that myself as I'm a voiceover user. So anyway, we're on visual, so let's do one finger flick to the right.
Visual settings, heading, foreground color, black.
Okay, foreground color, black.
Background color, white.
Background color, white.
Highlight color, yellow.
Highlight color, yellow.
Word highlight color, lime.
Word highlight color, lime.
Bookmark color, silver.
Bookmark color, silver.
Show images. Switch and button, off.
Show images, mine's currently off. Switch to the right again.
Page slider, switch and button, off.
Page slider, now when I've had that turned on, it actually didn't do or seem to do much at the moment, but I'm not too sure that's if the style of Daisy Book I'm reading, but I've currently got that turned off at the moment. So one finger flick to the right.
Highlight position, 3.
Highlight position, 3. Let's flick to the right.
Display by page. Switch and button on.
Display by page, switch button on.
Restore defaults.
Button. And again, restore defaults. So let me just go back to the top.
Settings.
Font size.
Okay.
24 points.
And we've landed on font size, of course, which is at the top of the menu. One finger double tap.
Font size.
Settings.
Okay, back one button. Finger flick to the right.
Font size. Heading. 24 points.
Okay, 24 points. That's the current size that we're currently using. One finger flick to the right.
Font size. 24 point. Adjustable.
There's the adjuster. Now let's do one finger flick up.
30 point. 36 point. 41 point. 47 point. 53 point. 59 point. 65 point. 70 point. 70 point.
Okay, so 70 point font size, which is fairly big. Let's do one finger flick down through these sizes and see how low we can go.
64 point. 58 point. 53 point. 47 point. 41 point. 35 point. 29 point. 24 point. 18 point. 12 point. 12 point.
Okay, so down to 12 points. So let's put it back on 24.
18 flick point. Up. 24 point.
Okay, we'll leave it there and we'll do touch the top left-hand side.
Settings. Back button.
Finger double tap.
Settings.
Font size. 24 points.
And that's it for the settings panel. So let's kind of have a look at what it looks like when we actually go and select a book. So let's come back down to the bottom left-hand side.
Bookshelf.
Double tap on bookshelf. Let's choose a text based Daisy Book first, so I'm going to just touch the middle of my screen.
Ender's Game, Orson Scott Card.
Okay, that's an audio one.
White Death, Clive Cussler Plus Book Selected, The Host,
that's
Stephanie
Mott,
The Lake of Tears, Dilto Request, Number 2,
okay,
Emily Rodder,
that's a text-based one from
Bookshare.
So one finger double tap.
Book Detail,
Bookshelf, Back Button.
Okay, so we're now at the top of the screen on Bookshelf Details.
Bookshelf,
so touch top of the
back
screen,
button,
one finger flick to
book
the right.
Detail, heading.
Book detail heading.
The Lake of Tears, Dilto Request, Number 2, Emily Rodder.
Okay, that's the title of the book. Now if I do one finger flick to the right.
Read, button.
That's our read button, one finger flick to the right.
Leaf, Barda, and their unpredictable new companion Jasmine are on an urgent mission to find the seven stones from the magic belt of Diltora.
Okay, that's synopsis, one finger flick to the right.
ISBN. 9780493925324. Date added, the 27th of July 2007. Publisher, Scholastic. Copyright, 2000.
No, I keep flicking to the right now.
Categories. Science fiction and fantasy. Language. English US. Selected. Bookshelf.
Okay, and of course, back down to bookshelf. So let me go and find the read button. So I'm going to touch the top of the screen.
Bookshelf. Back button.
And then one finger flick to the right.
Book detail. The leg of T. Read. Button.
There's my read button. So if one finger double tap.
The little furry bookshelf. Creature she called button. Philly was clinging to her shoulder, chattering nervously. Cree, the raven, was fluttering clumsily through the trees beside her as if unwilling to keep to the ground, okay, but also unwilling to fly too far ahead.
And as I said before, if I do a two-finger double tap,
with
a
pause.
I'll pause the book, two-finger double tap again.
Play.
Shock, just how afraid they were. But Jasmine was so brave in the forest, he thought, turning quickly back to face.
Pause.
And I'll show you what the screen layout looks like now when you're actually in, if you like, reading book mode. So let's touch the top left-hand side of the screen again.
Bookshelf. Button.
And let's do one finger flick to the right.
Navigation. Button.
That's the navigation button. We'll come back to that in a minute.
Set bookmark. Button.
Set bookmark, which is very handy. One finger flick to the right again.
Settings. Button.
Settings.
Previous page. Button.
Previous page.
Previous phrase.
Previous
button.
Phrase.
Play pause.
Play pause.
Button. Next phrase.
Next phrase.
Button. Next page.
Next
button.
Page. So those items were at the bottom of the screen, the previous and next items there at the bottom of the screen. So if I come to my home button and go straight up,
play pause button,
I pretty well hit the play button. So if I double tap that,
play.
It's the front. She risked her life to save
okay,
us.
One finger double tap
this
again.
Part of Del Torres.
Stopped pause. It. So let's have a look at the navigation. So I'm touching the top left-hand side of the screen again.
Bookshelf button.
One finger flick to the right.
Navigation button.
Let's have a look at navigation.
Navigation.
9 stepping stones, 11 level 2.
Okay, so basically what you have on the screen is the book layout as it appears in the DAISY format. So I'm going to touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Playback button.
That's playback. That's to go back to the current screen we're on. One finger flick to the right.
Navigation. Heading.
Navigation.
Selected. Section.
Tab. Then select
one
section.
Of three. Page. Tab. 2 of 3.
Page.
Bookmark. Tab.
Or
3
bookmark.
Of 3.
So this is where you would go. If you had actually set a bookmark, you would go into the bookmark item, and there you could actually jump to the bookmark. So one finger flick to the right again.
Search button.
Search button, one finger flick to the right again.
Notice, one level one.
Okay, notice.
The Lake of Tears, two level one.
Okay, and you can hear the heading levels.
The story so far. Now read on. Selected, one the bridge. 2-3 questions, 6 level
okay,
3.
And as you can tell, let me just flick back to the left.
Selected, 1 the bridge,
that's what
5
I'm currently
level 2.
Reading, because it's currently selected. One finger flick to the right.
2-3 questions, 6 level 3 truth and lies, 7 level 3.
Okay, and of course, if I one finger double tap on that.
3,
navigation,
bookshelf, button.
It's taking me to that spot in the DAISY book. And all I have to do now is find the play button down the bottom middle of the screen, if you like, above the home button, or do a 2-finger double tap.
Play.
3. Truth and Lies.
And there's chapter
Leaf
three.
Struggled to free himself. The question was not fair. He shouted, "You tricked me. How could I know what Thegan likes to eat?"
So let me go and find the settings button. So I'm going to touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Bookshelf.
One
button.
Finger flick to the right.
Navigation. Button. Set bookmark. Button. Settings. Button.
One finger double tap on settings.
Settings.
I'm just going to drag my finger down the left-hand side to find audio.
Font. Visual. Audio.
One finger double tap on audio.
Audio settings.
That's one finger flick over to the right
back
for voice.
Audio settings. Read to go audio. Voice. Ryan US.
Ryan US. Let's change to Heather.
Voice.
Voice. Heading. Ryan US. Selected. Heather US.
Let's choose Heather.
Heather US. Selected.
Okay, and top left hand side of the screen.
Audio settings. Back button.
Back.
Audio settings.
Voice. Heather US. Settings. Back button.
Back again.
Settings.
Visual.
Back again.
Playback. Button.
Okay, so it's brought me back to the play screen out of settings. So if I do a two-finger double tap.
Play.
Head wide. Cree hovered above her head. The bridge swayed dangerously. Go on. Barda called. We will follow. Jasmine nodded slightly, turned again, and began walking lightly across the bridge, as carelessly as if it were a tree branch in the forest.
Okay, this is what Heather sounds like. And I'll just show you how fast the speed goes. So let me do settings again, so top left hand side of the
yes,
screen.
Yes, 3G, bookshelf, navigation, set bookmark,
finger
settings,
to the right.
Previous
find settings,
button.
Take a double tap.
Settings.
Audio.
Audio. Audio.
And we want speed this
audio
time,
settings.
So one finger flick
setting.
To the right.
Audio, set, read to go, voice, Heather, you speed 120%.
Okay, speed. And to the 120%, slider, one finger flick up.
140, 106, 180%, 200%.
Okay, let's try 200%. So top left hand side.
Settings. Back
one
button.
Double tap.
Setting. Playback. Button.
Okay, one finger double tap on playback.
Settings.
Bookshelf. Button.
One finger double tap to start it reading.
Play.
At this moment of terror, his one thought was for the belt of Deltora and the topaz fixed to it. If he did nothing to prevent it, this old and that giant would surely find the belt after he was dead, take it from his body, and perhaps give it to Fagin. Then Deltora would be lost to the Shadow Lord.
Pause.
So what I'm going to do is leave it that speed, and I'm going to show you what an audio book actually sounds like to listen to. So I'm going to come out of the play mode, so back to the previous screen,
bookshelf,
top left hand side, double tap on bookshelf.
Bookshelf, 13.
Ender's Game,
and
Orson Scott Card.
Let's go and select another book.
Selected. Title. Tab.
So one finger
author,
flick to the
latest,
right.
Search. Butter. Dragon's Nest. Dragons of Deltora number 1. Emily Rodder. Ender's Game. Path of the Fury. Rogue Squadron. Sydney Morning. The Forests of the Host. Stephanie
and
Meyer.
One finger double tap on the host.
Book detail.
Bookshelf.
Okay, we'll
back
find the
button.
Red button top left hand side of the screen.
Bookshelf.
One finger
back
flick to the right.
Book detail. The host. Read. Button.
And one finger double tap.
Bookshelf. Button. It was much easier to read facial expressions now. The little muscle twitches and shifts had become familiar after months of exposure. I could see the comforter found my reluctance a bit amusing. At the same time, I could sense
so
the frustration
as you can tell,
coming to her.
200
with a flash sigh of
speed in
human
speech,
and my usual seat, the puffy red one,
is
the one
not as understandable as the electronic speech.
To avoid her gaze, I stared through the open windows at clouds scuttling past the sun.
Pause.
So let's quickly find the settings
Tech.
Button.
Set bookmark. Settings. Button.
Finger double tap.
Settings.
Touch on audio.
Audio.
Finger double tap.
Audio setting.
Flick to
read
speed.
To go. Voice. Speed 200%. Speed 200%. 180. 160. 140%. 120%.
Okay, 120%. Now, I didn't show you this before, but if I just do a two-finger double tap now.
Play. The faint tang of ocean brine blew softly through the room.
I've started reading the book again. I actually
so,
don't have
wanderer.
To come back out of that
it's
settings
been a while
screen.
Since you've come to see me.
To go back to the book. I was just trying to keep the interface nice and tidy.
I did leave a message about that last appointment.
But as soon as you've done
it,
you can actually do that.
Time.
So if I do one finger flick
yes,
down.
100%. She smiled the tiny smile again.
Okay, I can adjust the rate while it's talking.
80%. She was attractive for an
60%.
As humans went.
So you probably wouldn't do it that speed. One finger flick up.
80%. 100%.
Tending towards
120%.
She wore it long, pulled back in a loose ponytail.
Okay, and of course, two-finger double tap
stop. Her eyes were an interesting green card. Pause.
So we're still on our settings screen. So if I touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Settings. Back button.
One-finger double tap.
Settings.
Audio. Playback.
Top left-hand side
button.
Of the screen. Playback. One-finger double tap.
Settings.
Bookshelf.
And then we're back on
play
our...
Play pause. Button.
Play pause, our play screen, which had the play pause right above the home button. Let's see what it's like when it skips backwards and forwards when we're actually reading a book. So two finger double tap to start it playing.
Play. Color I'd never seen on anyone else.
Okay, let's touch the bottom top
sorry.
Bottom screen
play
above
pause.
The home. Let's
button.
Play, one finger flick to the right.
Next phrase.
That's next button. Phrase, one finger flick to the right.
Next section.
Next
button.
Section, so one finger double tap.
Next section.
Chapter 6, one finger double tap again.
Next
chapter
section.
7. Chapter 7.
Confronted. Yes, faces sunward.
And if I touch
I
the bottom left hand side.
Grateful to the raised hand for
previous section. Button.
I did
settings,
not feel as comfortable
button.
Behind the left.
Previous section.
Okay.
Button.
Previous
my biggest
section,
strength.
One finger double tap.
Real.
Previous
chapter
section.
Six. Followed.
Double tap again.
Five.
Previous section.
Uncomforted.
I'm going to start the book reading, and then I'm going to actually exit the application to show you what it's like when it's reading in the background and when the screen is locked. So I'm going to two finger double tap to start it reading.
Play.
Okay, so it's
for my
reading.
Host body education
so the home
on the run
button.
Since her early adolescence. Was the
read to go.
Okay, and
this
I'm back to my home screen. It just said ready to go
to
the application. It's
for
still
which
reading.
I have no memories to draw upon.
So if I do a two-finger
sure
double tap now,
suffering the
stops the book. Two-finger double tap.
Difference.
Starts the book reading.
I'm sorry to interrupt,
and then if I lock my
white-haired
screen.
Man pause.
Screen locked.
I'm not sure I understand.
Okay, it's still
the
actually reading the book.
Actually
if I unlock my screen.
Ingest the smoke.
1019. Slide to unlock.
Like food?
Pages.
A similar life
okay,
form.
So still
world.
Reading. Two-finger double tap stops it. So that concludes this demonstration of the Read2Go application. As I said before, it actually does DAISY text and DAISY audiobooks. You can adjust the speed of the voice. You can select the female or male voice. You can increase the font size, and you can also change your visual settings for foreground, background, highlight, etc. And of course, the way that I got my books onto my Read2Go application was linking it up through iTunes via a USB cable, going down to my device, choosing apps, and using the file sharing table, I selected Read2Go, chose the add button, and then I transferred those books over from my PC and or Mac over to the Read2Go application as a zip file. And then, of course, the Read2Go application unpacked them and put them in my bookshelf, and I could go forth and read to my heart's content. So I hope that's been of some use, this demonstration. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.